Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. And to start our day in history, one of the most wonderful pieces ever written and played, My Favorite Things by John Coltrane, who was born on this day in 1926. So let's look at this day in history, this September the 23rd. A number of things did happen on this day in history, and let's kind of go over a few of them. Many of you have loved Nintendo and play Nintendo games all the time. Well, this is how old this company is. On this day in 1889, the Nintendo Koppai Company was founded by Fusajiro Yamamuchi and produced and marketed a card game called Hanafuda. At 29 years old, he created this game, became popular throughout the Japan and the world. Then they cut a deal in 1959 with Disney to use their characters. In the 70s, they went into electronic games and the rest. And the rest, they say, is history. Started this day in 1889. So many other things did happen this day in history. We'll hit a couple of them so we can jump into our conversation here with our guests about banned books, which has a lot to do with our history. But this was a day in 1957, the day before President Eisenhower sent in the National Guard to Little Rock, Arkansas, when a white mob attacked the students attempting to integrate Little Rock High School. Happened on this day in 1957. This is a day in 1969 that the Chicago 8 trial began. Anti-war activists who took on the demonstrations at the Democratic Convention were then brought to trial for conspiracy to blow up the country, so to speak. And it was one of the great conspiracy trials of our period of time, including the Abbie Hoffman and people like that. But Bobby Seale, who was gagged and chained in that trial as leader of the Black Panther Party, all that took place here began on this day in 1969. And we will highlight a couple of very interesting people on this day in history. There was a man named John Mercer Langston, who happened to be the great-great-uncle of Langston Hughes, who was born free in Virginia. He became the first black congressman from Virginia, but he also became one of the last five congressmen to sit in U.S. Congress from the segregated South as they passed laws to ensure that no other black person would sit in Congress. He was one of the leading abolitionists of his day, and John Mercer on this day was pushed through in the late parts of the Reconstruction to become a congressman from the state of Virginia. This is also the birthday on the anniversary of the death of one of the world's great poets, and that's Pablo Neruda. And I'll leave you with a little bit of Pablo Neruda's thoughts. He was a great revolutionary and a love poet. We'll leave you with one of his love poems as we begin our conversation here with our guests. I love you without knowing how or when or from where. I love you simply, without problems or pride. I love you in this way because I do not know any other way of loving but this, in which there is no you, no I or you, so intimate that you hand upon my chest in my hand, so intimate that when I fall asleep, your eyes close. Pablo Neruda left us on this day, one of the world's great poets. So we end this for our day in history. Encourage you all to go to steinershow.org and see the rest of this day in history this September 23rd and begin our conversation here with our guests on banned books during this Banned Book Weeks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.